Welcome everybody to episode between 10 and 20 of Halfway to Heroes Campaign 2. Barry, what happened in the previous episode of 10 to 20 of Halfway to Heroes?
Do you ever know what number it is?
I think we're on 14. I'm pretty sure we're on 14, maybe 13.
It's somewhere around there. So we actually made it to Obscurity, which is like the big black mansion thing. We went inside. The voice led us there. And I don't remember exactly what it looked like when we went in there. But the voice was, I know.
It's all dark.
Well, it's all dark, but there was like a... There was like something about wood or the way it looked. Like there was a certain way we could see it, wasn't there?
The water was up to our ankles. Like, no matter where we went.
That was outside of Obscurity.
Inside.
Inside.
Now, the ground does feel a little squishy in here. It doesn't quite feel like you're walking on, like, hardwood.
We're walking inside of fucking a whale right now.
Does it, like... oh, dude, it's probably something like that. But it looked like a house. You remember? Like, that's what he said. Like,
yeah, you guys saw... It looked so like a house. When you guys did walk in, you did fight a shadow monster at the door that Pendle walked right through, and it kind of, like... It was like a Wile E. Coyote wall that Pendle walked through, and it, like, draped itself over him. And you guys saw, like, a staircase that wrapped up around, and then three doors in this foyer. There's still discussions out on how you officially pronounce that word.
Just put them all in one word, man.
I'm all in on foyer.
But you guys did check one door. It was a broom closet. And then you guys, instead of just leaving the door the fuck alone, you guys kept looking through all the jackets and stuff. And then Marcus found a cloak of shadows. Pendle or Ulrich, I think Ulrich.
I found just a leather jacket.
Just a cool leather jacket, yep. is how he described it. And then you guys went in the next room, and it was like a dining room. You remember what happened in that one, Barry?
Yeah. Man, I did a real good job on that. That was awesome.
Sorry, I took over.
I didn't remember. Any of that, so thank you. I do remember in the kitchen, we were told by the voice that we had to, like, we had to sit down and eat dinner. And he was, like, really pushy about it. It was kind of weird. He won't let us leave. Like, we just had to be there for dinner. And we're waiting. And we got on a discussion about, you know, high-quality chocolate milks. And
that's right.
Yeah, we had a big discussion about that. Cereal with chocolate milk. It went in that direction for a minute.
And cereal that makes chocolate milk.
Oh, man. Did you guys see, like, people who are, like, taking the cereal and putting it in, like, the infuser cups and then, like, infusing their milk with the cereal flavors? Oh, that's a good idea. Anyway.
There's some kind of cup where you can eat the cereal.
Yeah, and, like, drink it.
Oh, and it dispenses the milk. I think that thing works like shit, probably.
That's what I was thinking. Dude, there's no way that works.
Yeah, because I feel like a bunch of cereal will just kind of like hit you in the face.
We need a cereal podcast.
I know. We do.
I drink milk out of a regular cup and still fucking dribble it.
We haven't even made it into the episode and we're already going off.
I think this is the quickest we've gotten onto a cereal / milk chat is before we even exited the recap.
We don't joke around with cereal, man.
No. It's business around here with cereal. We wanted to order chocolate milk at the table, and I think that's pretty much where we left off. I don't think they brought it out.
Yeah, the voice seemed a little confused. Pendle did order tacos, and the voice kept saying, "Yeah, it's all coming right up." But then the voice also did say that they don't know what exactly food is. But they just kept saying, just hang on, it's coming. And then, you guys were just chilling.
Also of note, I think Drip asked him like 30 times what he's wearing. And yes. We still have not found out what the voice is wearing.
Will not answer. Yeah. All right, yeah, we'll just we'll drop right into this this dining room with you all. Are you guys sitting at the table, like just hanging out, waiting for whatever's coming?
Yeah,
yeah.
I guess can we still not see how's shit? Pendle doing that?
I'm standing next to the table, I guess.
Okay, like at the head of the table.
I kind of like hunched down on my ball, I guess.
Does everything still look like? Like that like Vantablack black, like negative everything?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. It will never not make me laugh whenever Dustin talks about his ball. Every time.
My one ball.
Hunch down on my ball.
Just gonna you know how you do, hunch down on your ball. Okay, yeah. You guys are hanging out, chatting about chocolate milk. And eventually you will hear that. So remember, the source of the light for anybody who doesn't have dark vision right now is Ulrich's produced flame ball in his hand, which is giving off like 7 foot radius. I think we have mathed out, or 5 foot, something around there. It's not very big, but you will hear the door to what the voice called the kitchen open up. And then you'll hear some feet start to scutter out. I think we could have Ulrich and Marcus roll me a perception check. I don't think Drip and Pendle without having 16. Dark vision.
Well, I have dark vision, man.
Was it perception?
You do, Sean?
Yeah, man.
I feel like we always question whether or not Drip has dark vision. Oh, no, I don't. I know, it's because you can see things on the ethereal plane or something like that. Son of a bitch,
yep.
So we always confuse that with dark vision. We got a 16-11. Okay, this thing is going to make a Heidi check, and I'm just checking what its Heidi check is real quick.
Heidi.
Yeah, Heidi check. Oh, no, never mind. Okay, so this is kind of a peek behind the curtain. It is not a high check like I was expecting. So I apologize for making you two roll, because even if you got nat 20s, this thing is actually invisible while in shadows. So it will stay out of Ulrich's, the reach of his light. But you do hear this little slight scuttering of feet kind of walking around the table from spot to spot. And you see some, glasses being placed down on the table in front of you, like just kind of out of nowhere. And then you see the door close again and the scuttering go away. Ulrich, you do not have anything in front of you. Nothing was placed in front of you.
The fuck?
I'm gonna reach over and grab my glass, and I'm gonna like shake it a little bit. Is there any liquid in it?
No, it's just empty glass. Oh. Is that chocolate milk?
What?
Is that chocolate milk?
This is nothing. Like, the glass is empty right now.
So, no, there's no chocolate milk?
No.
Well, I apologize. Maybe you'll be getting some tacos here soon. Patience is a virtue. I think that's what they say up top, right?
Excuse me?
Patience is a virtue.
What about the chocolate milk?
Oh, I guess that's not going to happen.
What other beverages do you have around here?
Us don't actually do food or beverages for that matter.
So why would you have us sit down for dinner?
It's just so fun. So fun, isn't it? Hasn't this been fun? I did not get a lot of guests.
Why do we have a dining room in the first place?
I mean, I didn't get to make this place. It's just
how it came to be with the... Never, you know, never mind. Don't...
No, no. You slipped.
No, never mind.
You slipped. You can't put an egg back in the carton once it's cracked. What were you about to say?
Hey, I always put my broken eggshells in the carton.
I do too, but still. Yeah. Yes. Look, you can't put a cracked egg with the egg still in it back in the carton.
The fishman said they do.
Empty shells after you crack them.
I think it's... What's this say? I don't think it's what you're saying. I think it's you can't close the barn door after the cows ran out. Cows don't run very fast.
And you could easily close the door after they run away.
I've never heard any of these quotes.
I think we're making them all up on the spot at this point. But we're getting close to it, I think.
Hang on. Hold on. If I challenge you to a game, and if I win, you have to tell us what you were going to say.
You do have my interest, because I do love games.
All right. How about this? How about you pick a number, 1 through 3, and if I guess it, then you got to tell us your secret.
Okay, so, you're really pulling on my boredom here, as in I've been so lonely, but I'll take a 1 in 3 chance.
Okay, all right, guys.
I think the best way is Adam, close your eyes, Barry, hold up a number.
Okay.
Well,
close your eyes.
Adam holds up a number.
There you go. And then, yeah. That's it. That's
all
it.
Right. Well, hang on.
You say it.
Before we do this, we gotta talk amongst the table here.
Of course. You all talk strategy. I'll close my ears. How about that?
Yeah. Sure. So, what number? What number should I guess? What do you guys think?
Out of what?
1 through 3.
Pick 4, man.
No, that's not going to work.
Well, this thing probably thinks it's number 1 in the universe. Maybe it's going to say 1.
Good. I like the deduction there to get to that answer.
Wait, is Adam listening to us right now?
No, he is.
Yes.
But so is the voice, for sure.
Oh, geez.
Just pick a number. What do you guys think?
I think you should pick 2 or 3. Don't even think about picking number 1.
That's
I think number 1.
That's what,
man,
I'm thinking.
Pick number 2.
Number 2. All right, we're all agreed.
No.
No.
I'm gonna kind of nudge. Nudge Pendle with my knee. I'm gonna nudge
what
his ball.
F, man. Ow, man, my ball.
All right, so we're gonna go with number 2, right? All right, voice. We have a guess.
All right. So, Barry, close your eyes.
Okay.
Block them.
They're blocked. Can't see nothing.
All right.
Okay, I'm thinking of my number.
All right. So, the number that you are thinking of is 3.
Damn it!
My God.
Oh, sucker. You son of a...
Did I really guess that?
That is
Look,
hilarious.
Okay, so... that I'm still talking in character here. That was strategy, man. The voice was listening to us say number 2.
Yes, listeners. Barry literally covered his eyes with his hands and still.
See, Man, I was confused. I thought Barry was just going to say number two.
No, I knew he wasn't, but I figured he would say one since he said, we're not even going to discuss one.
So yeah. I did not think he would say three.
Got him.
Okay. Well, a deal's a deal, a game's a game. I was just going to say I didn't get to make obscurity. Obscurity is linked to another place that is just as a mirror image, a shadow, so to speak, of a different place.
A shadow of a different place? Like, not here in this place.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, I think you all figured out by now you're not getting any food. So if you'd like to just explore the space, explore the house, that would be ideal. And honestly, like I said, don't get a lot of visitors, so I wouldn't mind playing a little bit longer.
Playing.
Honestly, I kind of want to go home right now.
Are we inside of whatever the voice is? Like another one of those like shadow mimics, but he's like a big house.
Are you asking me?
I mean, you're listening, so I guess you better get in on a conversation.
Yeah, I thought you were talking to your friends, but I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
I'm going to take out my little dagger that I have. And I'm going to reach down and I'm going to stab the floor. So just that it's kind of squishy.
Yeah. You may also remember that Ulrich did make a flame ball and like hold it up against the wall for like a really long time too.
But he didn't stab it.
He did not stab it. Yeah, you stab it. And it's a lot more resistance than you would imagine because of how squishy it is. It does kind of feel similar to trying to stab a wooden floor or something. You know, it might go in like an eighth of an inch or something like that, but it doesn't like goosh down any further.
Hmm. Did you feel that?
No, I'm not a house.
All right. So if you're not a house, what are you wearing?
Can I get everybody's name? So I'm just calling you the fish man.
You can call me Marcus.
You can call me Sir Liptonstein.
My name's Bendel.
I'm the fish boy.
So your name is Fish Boy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Beans. This is Drip.
Oh, asshole.
And that's Frank.
Okay, cool. So now we've got everybody's names. I myself don't have a name, but that's fine. We don't. I mean, you could call me really anything you like. You could call me Obscurity, or you could just call me.
I'm gonna call you Peter.
Okay, Peter. I like that. Peter, is that human?
No, it's Peter.
I mean, is that a human-given name, generally speaking?
Technically, it's a vampire-given name, because I am not human anymore.
Okay, you can call him Peter. But yeah, it does seem that the cook is incapable of producing your tacos and chocolate milk, so...
So, can we go in the kitchen?
Oh, I mean, the cook doesn't like it, but he goes back there. I wouldn't suggest that.
Hang on, aren't I invisible with that cloak?
No. That cloak... you get Advantage on stealth checks in dark or dimly lit conditions.
Gotcha.
Y'all got a cellar down here.
A cellar?
Basement cellar?
Basement cellar, whatever you want to call it.
No, it's all above ground here.
Even the pool?
We have no pool. We've got to need the bathroom. We do have a bathroom.
This place sucks.
Because we have a bathroom? Because
you have no pool. You have no basement.
And no light.
And no light.
You have one bathroom?
How many bathrooms do you need?
Well, there's four of us.
Do you all coordinate your poos and pees?
Yes.
We sure do. Yes.
It's a tactical.
That way, all of us can be on guard before each other while we're going.
And also, all of you can be vulnerable at the same time.
Look, you each take four. You each take a corner. You turn around, and you all put your butts toward the middle. Nobody's looking. But you can watch from all sides and make sure we're protected.
I stand corrected. That does sound pretty effective.
Very, very tactical.
And then we have a poo bomb for anyone who does come near.
It sounds like you'd be sitting on the poo bomb, though.
Yeah, but we can throw at them when they get close.
We put our backs to each other.
Yeah, we just like hunch over. We don't like put your butt in poop.
Yeah, it's called a CQP, man. Close quarter poop.
Wait. Pendle, that's right. Pendle, do you poop?
Oh, yeah, wait.
Oh, no. I forgot.
He
pretends.
he likes to be included.
Yeah, he's part of the team, man.
Yeah.
I sometimes gather sticks and drop them behind my back.
Oh, that's a big one, fellas, and he drops like half a tree.
We made the comment one time dropping logs, and that's all he does now.
It's just like when he orders at restaurants, he's like, hold on, I need a minute.
He doesn't even. So when we get back to Mermaid Cove, do they have sea cow chocolate milk and regular milk? Like, does it come from sea cows?
Probably.
All right.
Probably.
That's if we get back.
Probably a little salting. Yeah, that's if.
We're going to get back. Salted chocolate milk? That actually sounds not half bad.
That does sound bad. I'm going to roll on through this next door.
Wait. Through which door?
Yeah, man. Which door?
Kitchen door, man. We need to figure out what's going on
in this
kitchen.
You're going in the kitchen. Okay.
You go first.
Well, I'm going to get you your food.
You're the only one who ordered.
Am I really?
You ordered tacos. Everybody else said they wanted some chocolate milk and stuff. But either way.
I'm going to find your chocolate milk, buddy.
Yeah, you hoover over into this door and open it up. And it does look like a, you know, pretty well-sized kitchen near the stove-ish. I mean, well, I say stove, but it's like just all cloaked in shadow, so it's really hard to tell what exactly it is. You don't see it, but you do hear what sounds like multiple limbs cutting up something and working with different utensils. There's definitely something cooking in this kitchen.
What does it smell like?
It doesn't smell like anything.
Can we see smoke or flames or anything cooking something?
No. No gas, no flames, nothing.
Then how do we know something's cooking?
You hear stuff moving about and stuff.
Guys, what is this place? It's driving me crazy.
Hey, look. Can we just get back to outside of the veil?
I just want to go home.
I told, don't interrupt the cook. Just go. You can listen. Seriously, for real though, you can go and explore the rest of the house.
because I know you're gonna have a lot of fun with that on the upstairs and stuff. But for real, don't bother the code. This is me speaking and trying to help you for now.
I want to fight him.
Just don't bother.
Fuck this cook. Let's go in there.
I want to fight him.
For realsies.
I mean, he's got to be like the ringleader behind this, or like a really key component for this guy.
Yeah.
And I don't trust him.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe it's him talking.
They're probably cooking his other guest.
Or maybe it's a prisoner he's got chained up in there. He's going to be like, help me get out.
Yeah, we can save him.
Yeah, let's go talk to the cook.
We need to be very polite, though.
So, you take the lead, Pendle. You got this.
But I can't see, man.
Beep, boop, beep, boop.
I mean, none of us can see. Isn't this like a flapping door? Is that what you, like, I'm imagining?
No, it is like an actual just door walking. That opened up.
Actual door?
Yeah, it's not a saloon door, no.
That's what I was wondering. Like, that's what I was picturing, is like one of those push doors.
I'm going to turn the knob and slowly wheel in and have my like hands out in front of me so I don't bump into the thing.
But you got your hands out, right? So you are going to bump into the thing.
I'm going to bump into them, but I don't want to like slam them. I'm not sonic balling into him.
Okay.
I have a feeling Piddle's going to get stabbed.
Do I eventually find the thing, or do I have to, like, work my way
around? No. It'll be more fun if you just start to blindly reach around and try to grab at, you know, anything you can, head into the kitchen, more towards the stove.
Yeah, maybe I go towards the noise.
Yeah. I think your hands will first grab on something that you feel it's like spindly and furry? And then...
Can I feel textures?
Yeah. Yeah. You definitely feel this texture.
I got like sensors. You got sensors in my fingers, yeah.
Yeah, it feels almost bony or just like it's spindly, like I said. It's furry. And you feel two different ones, and they're bent at kind of weird angles. And then...
Guys, I think it's two cats.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Jeez. I thought it said to you guys what this thing was. And I freaked out. A 12 doesn't hit you, does it, Pendle?
Heck no.
You feel a brush of wind go past your hand, but it misses you. We can all roll initiative. This thing does not like getting rubbed. This thing doesn't like getting touched.
No, I warned them. They're backing up.
Drip got a natural 20, a 20 plus 2 on the initiative.
That's right. I'm going first.
17, 15.
Oh, we're kind of, yeah. It got a 19.
Oh, I rolled a nat 20. Plus 3.
Oh, well,
you get to go
so
first.
So technically, you get to go first, Marcus. So, okay, let's... You cannot see the thing, but you know that something was trying to attack Pendle.
Okay, so let me see here. It doesn't say I have to see them. It just says in range. I'm going to cast Witch Bolt because it just automatically lances out towards a creature within range.
So what that would mean is I'm pulling up invisibility. I believe that means that you will have... Hiding the creature is heavily obscured. Attack rolls against this creature have disadvantage. So it only has disadvantage on you.
Okay.
I mean, you only have disadvantage on this roll.
So I have to roll 2 and then take the lowest?
Yes, and take the lower.
All right, there's a 9 to hit. Ooh, that's terrible.
Ooh.
And then...
Yeah, that was your first roll.
And then a freaking
And then a natural 20. Yeah, well, I mean, so no matter what, even if you didn't have a disadvantage, that first one would have been a 9. So you hurl this beam of lightning out, and it slams into the back wall of this kitchen. And I think just for a moment, when the beams kind of like crackling out the light blue energy and like lighting up the room a little bit. As it passes over Pendle's head and the head of this now creature, everybody can just see this kind of vague outline of this thing that is, you see these eight long, tall legs and this body that is about 8-9 feet tall that was trying to cook some meal before Pendle came and started rubbing up on his leg. Drip, it's your turn.
Is it like a spider thing?
Uh-huh.
I told you all, this is... This is what I didn't want to happen.
You made this happen, man.
Yeah, because this is... Never mind.
Is anyone within 10 feet of this guy?
Pendle touched his leg, so I think so.
But then I ran away.
You did, I think we would get an opportunity attack, though.
Yeah.
But what's your thing you're wanting to do, Drip? Because you might be able to just do it on the other side of it.
Shatter. It's a 10-foot cube or radius sphere.
Yeah, you could just do it on the other side of it.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
Does it make a thing?
DC 14.
Con
save.
Yeah. It got a 6. 5 plus a 1.
18 damage, sucker.
Damn, that is a... Ooh, that's a big chunk of this boy's health. Why does... It seems like it's got very... Okay. Yeah. Okay. Whatever. Yeah, you hear instruments and pots and pans and everything start clattering behind this thing, and you blow a big chunk and you see a lot of the equipment go flying in this kitchen. It is now its turn, though, and it kind of recovers a little bit from that blast. Why is Pendle up on it? And why is it only getting a 10 to hit? Does it have... It's got so many dang legs. Why does this thing only have one attack? That doesn't sound cool or fair or fun.
Too many concentrate.
This thing tries to... I think just the concussive blast from that shatter. Then it tries to bite down on Pendle. And Pendle's fucking metal. You can't bite metal. So whatever. we go to... I believe it's Pendle and Ulrich.
Is anyone else like near me besides this thing? 15 feet?
Nope. Just you and it. Yeah.
I'm going to do this thunder shout. So you do a con save again.
Well, the last one was so good.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
Oh, wow. A natural 1 plus a 1, a 2. Twofer. Nice. Twofer.
I did 8 damage.
And that was just like a big blast, kind of like shatter.
Yeah.
Not as much as Drip's 18.
No.
So that's 26 total.
Oh, actually, it pushes you 10 feet away from me.
Yeah, you'll blast it and slam it into the back wall.
So now it's away from me. So now I'm going to back up a little bit.
Okay. Ulrich, it's your turn now.
I want to cast Burning Hands.
Okay, you can hear where it hit the wall, so you'd have to creep up a little bit. Oh, and then it makes a dex save. With its previous natural 1, what I'm going to say is that it's going to have disadvantage as it's down on the ground. He rolled a 16 for the first roll and a 10 for the second. I'm guessing a 10 doesn't save. 16 may have saved, but...
The 16, what if the 10 does not?
18? Yeah. What?
Do I have to roll to hit?
Oh, no, that was a D. Oh, no, 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 oh. You don't roll. I thought that was 18 damage. This might be even more damage. I think you do, like, what is it, 3d6, 4d6, something like that?
3d6 plus just 3d6.
13, not much lower. Yeah, you light up this kitchen with fire. And now everybody can see this thing. It is a large, I mean, you'd put it at maybe like 10 foot tall off the ground, spider figure made out of shadow and like 15 feet wide. But right now it's on its back and all its legs are kind of balled up and you just...
Oh, damn it. I knew it was a spider.
And you just absolutely melt this thing.
Oh no, my cook cooked me all the best food.
I didn't think it cooked any food.
No, it did. And I don't eat food either, so I really don't care.
That's why we're squishy floors. We're on a web.
Oh no, that's... You're not on webs. What are you talking about?
You're a spider too, aren't you?
Me? Peter?
What?
Everything's a spider.
Peter's not a spider. I'm not a spider.
But your cook was a spider.
Yeah, so I thought it'd be fun to, like, scare you guys. You know, you talk about how you're afraid of spiders, so I made the spider guy, and then you just all killed it.
Well, hey, it's not fun to scare people, man. Come on.
Yeah, man.
Just let us get out of here.
No, that's kind of like what I do. I'm like scaring people before they die in obscurity. But we don't need to talk about that yet.
Wait, whoa.
Well, I don't want to die, and I don't like haunted houses, man.
So, if we conquer this house and make it through all the rooms, do we get to go home?
No, have you not been saying?
I'm not really.
Nobody goes home from obscurity. I don't know.
Yeah, but like we have to go home.
Yeah, we signed waivers, man. Before I came in here, I'm getting home.
We will sue.
It's a big house. I don't know. Maybe you'll find like a teleporter home. That's the thing, right?
It doesn't sound very reassuring.
I say we just kill ourselves and make new characters.
Respawn somewhere else.
I'm going to say that we retcon back to the ship and we each tied a guideline to ourselves. Hooked to an automatic reel-in thingy.
I did mention it before, I mentioned it again. I genuinely do have all the answers to all your questions about why the humans are going to be attacking and all of that. And I'll tell you all it before you die. Because like I said, I get lonely here. I like to have fun. I like to play games. So just hang out a little bit longer.
Nah.
All your questions will be answered.
Let's just go, guys.
Well, that's all fine and dandy, but I don't know where we're supposed to go from here.
It's a big house. I mean...
What's that mean? You want us to visit every room before you tell us the info?
Yeah, I'll drip it, you know.
Well, what if this spider dude just killed us and you didn't tell us any info and we just died for nothing?
Well, that would have been win-win. It would be funny to watch you guys die with a big spider something you guys are afraid of, and also I wouldn't have had him given any information.
You know, so, man, if you're less of a dick, you'd have more friends.
Yeah, but I mean, nobody likes hanging out down here. They say, oh, it's too dark. This and that.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't have any food.
Why
don't water.
Light some fucking candles? Stop killing people.
That would defeat the purpose.
Wait a minute. You said that this place is connected to a mirror version of another place. Right?
Yes.
So
There's got to be some way that we could get out of here into the mirror place.
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
I mean, is that like, yeah, I'm just telling you that so you go die?
No, yeah. For sure, you can go to the mirror place. It's on the continent of Bezaz, the human world, and you guys will surely be slaughtered on the site. But for sure, yeah, you have to go there. I got a crystal up top. You just go up to the second floor and touch the crystal, and scoot on over there.
Hey, I have a good idea.
I really want to go touch that crystal.
I do too. I do too.
Hey, you like killing people? Why don't you set up a haunted house in the human world, and you can kill all the humans you want over there?
Oh, I've killed exactly all the humans I needed to over there, and if I go over there again, I'm almost certainly going to immediately die.
No, they can't touch you. We'll protect you, we promise.
For sure.
No. You all can go over there and be fun.
We'll set up a cool name for your haunted house and everything.
We'll skywrite free hot dogs above it.
No, I genuinely don't think you all have pieces together yet, but you will. Just, you can head upstairs, or I think this is there another door we haven't even looked at down here yet? It seems like you guys are spending an awfully lot of time in this kitchen with this big, nasty dead spider.
Yeah, it's approximately one entire hour in one kitchen.
Yeah, we should just go.
I'm gonna touch this crystal thingy.
Yeah, let's just do it. Let's go upstairs and touch the crystal.
Guys, can one of you guys kill me? Just see what happens.
I'm gonna run around this entire house see if I respawn looking somewhere. For a crystal.
Yeah, I'm gonna choke choke him out. With my slippery hands.
So, like, does this door, where does this lead? This door.
Wait, which door? The last door on the first floor?
The door that we haven't gone in yet.
Okay.
Is it out of the kitchen into the hallway?
Yeah, it's in the foyer.
The foyer. All right.
There's four Y's in that word.
So,
foyer. There is one more door down here, and then the upstairs.
Let's just go upstairs.
Forget about that door. Kicking the fucking door in.
Art goes over, kicks the door in, and it's a bathroom.
I poop. I'm gonna close the toilet lid seat all the way and poop on top of it.
and then duct tape.
Why?
Because you're pissing me off, man.
You literally just pooped 3 minutes ago in the corner. How do you have more poop blocked and loaded?
Took a long time to master it.
And it's a group effort.
All right. You guys going upstairs?
Yep.
Yes. We're going to zoom around looking for this goddamn crystal.
Well, when you go upstairs, there's four doors. So.
There's four of us. We all knock on one door. Zoom in there.
Nah, we all kick in the doors, just like Ulrich did.
Does anybody see a crystal in their room?
All right, let's do that. You four all go up to a different door. Is that what we're doing? And everyone kicking in one.
Yep.
I get door number three.
I'll take the first door.
I'll take the last door.
Okay, I'll take two.
You all kick in the door. I did not plan for it to go down like this.
We're speed.
I will rapid fire explain these rooms. Okay. Number one, Marcus, you kick in your door. And you see what looks like a grand, like a bedroom. Of course, it is still all cloaked in shadows, but you do see like this large four-poster bed, some nightstands. This room does look like it was like thrashed around in a rage or like a burglary, like shit's just thrown everywhere. Number two, Drip. You kick it in, and you see what looks like a nursery. You see cribs, and you see mobiles hanging above the cribs. Number three, Pendle, you see a comfortable-looking sitting room. You see plush-looking couches, all in the shadow, of course. But, like, plush-looking couches. You see a glowing crystal that's about 2 feet tall in the center of this room. And a fireplace that's lit with black flames in the corner of it. And then, Ulrich, you see a conservatory that has a big old telescope that's pointed out into the heavens. And, yep.
Hey, guys, I think I found the crystal and a super cool couch.
I found the baby.
My room is trashed. Like, somebody just ransacked this place.
Well, maybe they were looking for something special in there. Maybe they found it.
I found this big old telescope, man. I think they're Scientologists.
Can you grab the telescope and maybe come over here and meet us at this crystal?
No. It's like a big conservatory thing.
Yeah, it's one you sit in.
Oh, dang, that's a big one.
Have you figured it out yet? Why the humans are invading after it's been so quiet?
Because you went to the humans' place and you ransacked their houses. You stole their babies. And then you blamed it on us. And you're watching them with a giant telescope.
And then you chilled on the couch.
Oh, I did steal their babies, but... I mean, you're close. It did just take two little deaths.
Oh, he killed the babies.
Two little deaths to unite the factions of men against Severky.
You're toying with the human world.
And at that, the voice is quiet.
What are you?
Dungeon Master Adam DeWeese here. Thank you all so much for checking out this week's episode of Halfway to Heroes. I hope you all are having an amazing time with this campaign, just like we are. And I want to give a special thank you to all of our current patrons. Thank you so much. Tiana H., Lawful Stupid Podcast, Bradley M., Christian S., Danny T., Hot Ketchup, Ken H., Caster, Derpy Sick, Dylan S., Farty McFry, Jerundu, Mosey, Patrick C., Rachel A.K., Dragmate, and Tanya S. If you want to get your name on this list and a whole bunch of cool bonus content, get some names in this adventure named after you, and also access to a brand new Patreon-only show that's going to be dropping soon that will be featuring some familiar voices. Then you can head over to patreon.com/majesticgoose. Hey, if you haven't left us a 5-star rating review yet, please do. We need those very badly to continue to grow. Tell your friends about us. Tell your neighbors about us. Tell everyone about us. And come hang out with us at GooseCon. GooseCon 2022 is going to be September 30th to October 2nd in Cincinnati, Ohio. You can head over to tabletop.events and search for GooseCon, buy your badge there. Come and hang out with the cast of Halfway Heroes and all the other Majestic Goose Network shows. Play board games, play TTRPGs. It's going to be so much fun. And the last thing I need to talk about is April 29th. We have our third annual Extra Life 24-hour charity event where we're going to be streaming for 24 hours straight on twitch.tv/Majestic Goose Network. We are hoping to raise $4,000 this year for Cincinnati Children's Hospital through Extra Life. And All of our donors are entered into tons of giveaways just like every year. We're going to be giving away DM's Guild gift cards and dice, art commissions, battle mats, Majestic Goose merch, and much, much more. So come and check it out and hang out and donate there. If you didn't know, my wife and I stream on Twitch, twitch.tv/these_Dweese. We play a lot of video games there, so it's a lot of fun. Come hang out. And yeah, without further ado, I'll let you guys get to these outtakes. And thank you all so much for listening. Seriously, seriously, seriously. Every single download, every single listener, we appreciate it so much. Thank you all so much. And we'll see you all in 2 weeks. Bye, buddy.
I only heard my slap is all I heard.
All right. Your slap?
My slap.
You did a slap, not a clap.
Who you slap him?
Who did you slap?
A Majestic Goose Podcast.
Honk.